Hub
and Spoke. Audio Collective.
The future is shaped by technology,
but technology is shaped by us.
You're listening to Soonish. I'm Wade Rausch. I'm on a summer break in the North Woods of Michigan, but it's a rainy afternoon here, so I thought I'd take a break to share a little bonus episode. I'm going to play you a short audio piece I made last summer as part of the 24-hour radio race. It's a contest where judges announce a theme or a prompt at 10 a.m. on a Saturday. Contestants have to come up with a story idea related to that theme, and then they have until 10 a.m. Sunday to record, write, and edit the story. The prompt for the 2018 radio race was The New Normal, and it'll be pretty obvious how the idea of The New Normal fits into my story. It's a non-narrated piece, so you won't hear my voice until the end. The people I interviewed do all the explaining, and they tell the true story of a bizarre burglary at a historic weather station outside of Boston back in 1993. The story's got fire, it's got rock climbing, it's got a crystal ball, it's got climate change, it's got a college prank that goes badly wrong, and it's got the FBI. In other words, this is about as close as I'll ever come here at Soonish to doing a true crime story. Okay, here we go.
So my name is Peter Volpe. I have been here for about 7 years. I started off as an intern.
My name is Julia. My official pin says docent and educator.
My name is Don McAsland. I'm the program director here at the Blue Hill Meteorological Observatory.
So right now we are 10 miles south-southwest of Boston, 635 feet above sea level.
This is the oldest continually operating weather observatory in all of the United States. It opened on February 1st, 1885. So we are what's known as a benchmark climate station with the longest homogeneous weather data set in all of the USA. So the instrument that gets most people's attention, the what's that, most often, is our tool called the Campbell-Stokes Sunshine Recorder. It is a big crystal ball. It's shiny, and just like crows and ravens, people love shiny things.
It actually acts just like a magnifying glass. What happens is that when the sun shines through it, it burns a hole onto this piece of paper we put on, which is our sunshine card, and it has hour marks on it that help us figure out how many minutes of sunlight we receive each day. Very old-fashioned, but very efficient technology.
Kind of smells like burnt marshmallows. When you have a little kid smelling the sun card burning, it's like, where else in the world can you smell history happening?
Interestingly, one of the things that has changed the least is the total averages of our sunshine, 52%. Although the most recent decade, we have seen sunnier than average years. And it means if the sun is shining on the Earth more often because the number of days before a giant storm is greater, the amount of evaporation is larger. When we do have storms, they tend to be greater than they used to be, even though there's fewer of them.
The normal, old normal process of gentle weather, I think, is becoming more severe and more extreme.
So it turns out there was a college student hiking Blue Hill with a bunch of his buddies.
It was in a pretty warm spring night in 1993. I believe the month was May.
Then he pointed up at the weather tower saying, "I'm a really good rock and wall climber. I'm so good I could scale that tower."
Supposedly they were Harvard students.
And his buddies, being appropriately dubious, said, "You can't climb that, that's straight up." Well, he decided to prove to them that he could.
They went up the back, and on the back was our sunshine recorder.
He managed to successfully get to the top and decided he wanted a trophy to show to his friends to prove that he made it to the top.
They didn't even know what it was.
Somehow managed to safely lower it to the ground, lowered himself to the ground, brings it home and shows it off to all of his buddies. The FBI was going to investigate the theft. Patriot Ledger wrote an article about the theft, mentioning the FBI, and the local police got a phone call. How do I get in as little trouble as possible? And the perpetrator was made a deal that if he returned the original instrument and paid all the expenses associated with getting the new instrument, that he would not get prosecuted.
Unfortunately, we did lose a couple weeks worth of sunshine data before we got the replacement one.
When we are talking with students about this, that you shouldn't touch other people's stuff because that stuff might be very valuable and very important, that is definitely the moral. The worldwide patterns are definitely changing, and we're seeing examples of those changes here at Blue Hill. don't mess up an important data set that benefits everyone in especially eastern Massachusetts, but actually the entire world because of the climate study that we do here.
You know, we had the winter of 2014-15, which broke records all over the place, and then last year it was 70 degrees in February. The new normal is not normal because there's more extremes.
This piece was produced by Wade Rausch as part of the 24-hour radio race from KCRW's Independent Producer Project. That's it. I hope you enjoyed it. My piece didn't win a prize in the radio race, but it was a huge amount of fun to see if I could cram a story like that into the required 4 minutes. Graham Gordon Ramsey wrote our theme music, and all our other music today was from Title Card Music and Sound in Boston. I'd like to thank all of the folks at the Blue Hill Observatory and Science Center in Canton, Massachusetts, especially Don McCasland, Peter Volpe, Julia Simons, and Caitlin Gagan. The observatory is a fascinating place that's definitely worth a visit. You can read all about their programs at www.bluehill.org. To learn more about the 24-hour radio race and hear the winning stories going all the way back to 2013, just go to radiorace.kcrw.com. Soonish is a proud member of Hub and Spoke, a Boston-based collective of smart, idea-driven podcasts. You can check out all of our shows at hubspokeaudio.org. And here's a tip. Keep an eye out for some big news from Hub and Spoke this fall. Have a great summer, and I'll be back with a bunch of new episodes soonish.